This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. A note yesterday from a listener cautioning us that early on in yesterday's program, we mentioned how all the political talk about the military histories of President Bush and Senator Kerry are distractions from the issues of today. And then later on, we went on to talk about their histories. Well, said this listener, why don't you pay attention to the issues of the day? So today we are. Our guest, Dahlia Lithwick, is back. She's a legal analyst with Slate and for Day to Day. She's here to talk about judicial appointments that are made by presidents. Dahlia, let's start with the Supreme Court. There hasn't been a retirement in nearly a decade. What do court watchers like you think is likely to happen during the next administration, no matter who is elected president?
Well, unfortunately, Alex, we're left to only speculate because the justices are very tight-lipped about this. But we do know that four of the current nine are over the age of 70. We know that at least two, the Chief Justice William H. Rehnquist and Sandra Day O'Connor, have at least mumbled in the past about wanting to retire. We do know that this isn't going to matter a lot if, for instance, a Bush has to replace a conservative like a Rehnquist, or if a Kerry has to replace a liberal like a John Paul Stevens. Where this is going to get very thermonuclear very, very quickly is obviously if a president of one ideology is filling a seat of the other on a 5-4 court.
Moving on to the lower courts, what can you tell us about the Bush nominees who are currently on the bench and what impact they've had on the legal landscape?
You know, this is an issue that is really largely ignored by the voters. Bush has already had a chance to massively reshape the lower federal bench. He's now filled 200 seats. Those are lifetime appointments for federal judges, either on the bench level or at the appellate court level. That's almost a quarter of the current federal judiciary. I think it is fair to say he has certainly put a lot of people onto the federal bench who have sort of litmus tests on issues like abortion, on issues like civil rights. And I think we are going to see in the far future, but not today, the fallout of a massive, massive influx of quite conservative jurists who've been put on the bench in the last 4 years.
Any indication on the kind of judges that Senator Kerry might appoint if he is elected?
Sadly, this is an issue where Kerry really was trapped in a Kerry-esque flip-flop, Alex. He initially said during the primaries he was only going to appoint Supreme Court justices who support Roe v. Wade. That was a totally reasonable position. He could have just said, look, that's the law of the land, and justices who have a problem with that shouldn't be on the bench. He didn't. He flip-flopped. Later on in April, he said, well, actually, I would support an anti-Roe justice so long as the court still had a pro-Roe majority, which probably explains why he just doesn't talk about federal judicial appointments very much anymore.
Catch us up on what's happened in the Judiciary Committee and in the Senate with the judicial nominees that have been pending from Mr. Bush, because it's been pretty ugly over the last couple of years on just getting a nominee through the committee.
Certainly we have, on the one hand, the Democrats behaving badly. They've now filibustered 10 nominees of Bush's, and the Bush people say, of course, that's outrageous and anti-democratic. On the other hand, we have Republicans behaving badly. They're ignoring certain traditional rules. And now they're actually talking about changing the rules altogether to do away with the filibuster and allow for a simple majority vote on the nominees. I think that it's fair to say that if anyone is filling any Supreme Court seat in the next administration, this ugliness is going to be the tip of the iceberg.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. She's a regular guest here on Day to Day. Thanks, Dahlia.
Thanks, Alex.